Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend David Heenan, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our favorite folks. Leaving on Top, Graceful Exits for Leaders is the new book by David Heenan, forward by Warren Bennis. How and When to Call It Quits, folks. It's a book worthy of your time, I promise you, and your investment. Even if you are not ready to exit, folks, you got to have this on your radar screen. Because remember this, as David says, you're going to go out one way or the other. Eventually, there's only two options, head first or feet first. And why not go out head first the right way, meaning under control, under your own steam, and nobody else calling the shots? How about that? That's the reason why you need to know more about what David says in this book. David, thanks again for hanging out with us. I know the book's available wherever books are sold, any of the online stores, the traditional stores. Any other sites you want to send us to?
Well, it's leavingontop.com would do it. It's on ebook as well, format,
good,
as well as traditional.
All right.
Yeah.
So leavingontop.com, we can, in fact, read a little bit more about the book then. That's good. Thank you for that. Okay, so in the book you talk about four types of exiters, four types of leaders who have four different paths. Timeless wonders, aging despots, comeback kids, and graceful exiters. So what can we learn from these guys?
Well, you know, the time-back wonders, and believe me, they are in a distinct minority, and a lot of people think they're timeless and probably aren't. But, you know, let's face it, there are people like Henry Kissinger and Warren Buffett and the actress Betty White and maybe the recently deceased Dave Brubeck are people that really never never lose their fastball. And they're a special group of people. There's no need for them to call it quits, and why should they?
They're my heroes. I have to be honest with you, David. They're my heroes. I mean, I got to tell you. Somebody asked me one time. I mean, I need to take my own advice here, probably, David. But somebody asked me when I was going to retire, and I said, "Come to my funeral."
There you go.
I need to take my own medicine. What do you think?
Well, you know, the question I think we all want to ask ourselves is, will I enjoy tomorrow and contribute tomorrow as much as I did yesterday? If that in fact is the case, if you still got it, there's no reason to pack it in.
Right.
But if that isn't the case, and you got to be honest with yourself, and you probably need some outside advice, then take a hike and get off the horse.
Now the aging despots—they're the people who stayed too long at the party, didn't they?
Yeah, and you see them in politics. The Senate is loaded with geriatric cases of people who just stayed on the podium too long. And politically, you know, guys like Joe Stalin and Mao were part of that gang.
Right.
There's another group of comeback kids. These are interesting people, and we touched on them. They're folks who actually did leave but then come back for a return engagement. And, again, you know, Steve Jobs at Apple was a classic case. More recently, Howard Schultz has engineered a great turnaround at Starbucks. There are conversely folks like Mike Tyson and boxers who blew multi-million-dollar fortunes and, you know, come back to the ring and hope for one more payday. They can be a sad group. And then finally, and these are my heroes, they're the people who get it right, who leave on top. And one of the guys I mentioned in the book, built a small business out of nothing, is Roger Staubach, the Dallas Cowboy quarterback who parlayed his success in football into the Staubach company, which he sold just a few years ago for $613 million.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys who understand the value of changing skins and they're not afraid again to redefine themselves into another field, and they're the graceful exiters.
David, as we wrap up here, I got about a minute. Can't we say that nobody has my model is not your model, your model is not my model, but what we have to do that's common for all of us is ask ourselves honest questions about our goals, about what we want out of life, and how we're performing. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I the key, Jim, is don't let making a living prevent you from having a life. I think that's the finals. Yeah.
Say that again, David. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, David.
Don't let making a living prevent you from having a life.
Yeah. And you will be a better manager, folks, if you have something else besides your business that interests you. Hey, David, this has been great having you here. Thank you so much for sharing your book, Leaving on Top, with us. Folks, that's available wherever books are sold, leavingontop.com. David Heenan, H-E-E-N-E-N-N-A-N, I should say, is how you spell his last name. David, come back again real soon. Aloha to you.
Thank you, Jim. All the best.
Yeah, see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.